State lawmakers heard from experts Thursday on what Indiana utilities and regional grid operators are doing to prevent blackouts like the ones in Texas. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, in many ways, comparing the two states' energy systems is like apples and oranges.
Ryan Hadley is with the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. He says Indiana utilities are used to the cold. That's why they do things like insulate pipes and other weatherization, which isn't required for Texas utilities.
Texas faced Indiana-like weather and wasn't prepared for Indiana-like weather, and we are.
Whereas most of Texas has its own separate power grid, Indiana is part of two major regional transmission organizations, so it's easier to borrow electricity from other states when blackouts happen. But as Indiana faces more extreme weather, some lawmakers worry whether the state's energy system can handle it. An official with the grid operator MISO says utilities will have to balance the harm these extreme events cause with how much customers are willing to pay to prevent them. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.